Vermont Gas Systems wants to extend a pipeline south from Chittenden County to Middlebury and then under Lake Champlain to a paper mill in Ticonderoga, New York. The $60 million proposal is now before the Public Service Board. About three dozen groups have asked the board to be admitted into the case. If they're allowed in, they can introduce testimony and cross-examine witnesses. The Vermont Fuel Dealers Association, which represents oil and propane companies, wants to get involved to challenge many aspects of the project. Matt Cota is the group's executive director.
They're promising economic benefits that they simply can't deliver. They're promising environmental advantages that simply aren't true. And the public needs to know the full truth. And that's what will happen if all these parties are allowed to gain status and intervene in the process.
Vermont Gas officials say they welcome most groups into the process, but they oppose the intervention by the fuel dealers and an advocacy organization calling itself Vermont Intergenerational Stewards. Eileen Similardis is a Vermont Gas Vice President for Supply and Regulatory Affairs. She says the environmental concerns raised by intergenerational stewards will be addressed by the State Agency of Natural Resources. And Similardis argues the fuel dealers simply want to use the hearings to go after a competitor.
I can't think of another business model where you invite your competitor into the table to discuss your business plans with them.
Methane, or natural gas, is a more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide when it's released unburned into the atmosphere. But Similardis says natural gas produces fewer emissions when used as fuel and has clear environmental advantages.
I haven't actually heard anybody anywhere in the world clamoring to say we need to use more oil anyplace. And I'm confident that the Agency of Natural Resources is in a perfect position to look at all the environmental attributes of natural gas. I don't think it's disputed that natural gas is cleaner than fuel oil.
Sandra Levine of the Conservation Law Foundation says natural gas may be a cleaner fossil fuel, but it still releases greenhouse gases when burned. Levine says her organization wants to get involved in the pipeline case because of the direction it could set for Vermont's future energy development.
We're putting in place a pipeline that will provide gas for the next 100 years over a time frame when we really need to be moving away from fossil fuels. And so we're also concerned about the broader and longer term impacts of continuing to rely on fossil fuels for 100 years.
The Agency of Agriculture also asked to intervene in the case. The agency says the pipeline will run through prime farmland as well as across farms that have been conserved through the investment of state funds. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.